Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ashanti Short versus Richard Jordan, case numbers 20, G4040GC. There was a default judgment issued on this?
Quashante
Short, Quashontae, Short.
Richard Jordan.
Okay. So, Mr. Jordan, did you send in your pretrial questionnaire yet?
No, sir, I did not. I was in the process of moving and got it late in the mail.
And what?
I was moved from North Carolina to South Carolina. And I just got it from being forwarded from my old address.
Okay. Okay, and Ms. Short, I don't...
Okay,
well, the Twitter version. I don't even understand what this is about.
That's a very good.
I'm sorry. I had to
in the background.
I'm actually at the airport, so I had to go outside. It looks like they just departed a flight. I mean, they just arrived a flight. So I'm outside. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people around. So I'm trying to go where there's no traffic, but. Thank you. That's okay. That's okay. No, I'm trying to finish this before I get finished.
I read your complaint again, and you know you have not I'm looking here, you know, what is it, intentional infliction of emotional distress?
Yes.
Is that the claim here?
Yes, okay. It is.
That's not something that's really justiciable in district court.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I said that's not something that's justiciable in district court. That has to be brought in circuit court.
So you said it's not permissible in district court. It has to be taken to circuit court?
That's an equitable action, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, was that not
I thought only criminal offenses, well, I guess it would be considered, I don't know if it's criminal or however you want to consider it, but I thought only criminal offenses were brought before the circuit court. So will I have to, will I have to?
What's in your head? I cannot get into what's in your head, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I got to go back in because I can't hear you.
Mr. Jordan, let me just ask you this. Are you planning to represent yourself on this?
To be honest with you, sir, I thought this was just going to be thrown out. We had a date, one date, and nothing else after that. And now I'm being sued for $10,000. I don't see how this is going to go any further. I think it's a waste of your time.
Well, you know, the problem is this. You know, if you think it should be dismissed, you know, you need to file the appropriate motion. You need to file a motion to ask for that.
I will do that. I really didn't know what to expect. This is all new to me. I've never been sued before. I've never, you know, gotten in any trouble. This was just, I don't know. But if that's the process I have to take, then that's what I'll do.
There was also a perjury on there as well. He stated, I can't remember what he stated right now because I don't have it, the document in front of
me. Perjury is a criminal charge.
Okay, there were two different charges. There was one that was intentional affliction of pain, which was not, I didn't see that as being a criminal offense, but perjury, I guess that could be considered a criminal offense.
Ma'am, I'm not going to sit here and argue about the legal definition of what's a crime and what isn't. If somebody gets charged with perjury, mm-hmm. that is a criminal felony charge. You have to go through the prosecuting attorney and the police. Okay? But that's what you are alleging.
Yes, the document will show that. And I also sent forth the messages where he was lying, and it proved he was lying. I emailed that to the courts. I wasn't able to print it out, but they didn't say anything as far as me not being able to turn those documents in. But that should have been in the case file as well.
Did you put it in there?
I emailed it.
I don't see that mentioned in your complaint.
Yes, I emailed that.
Did you amend your complaint?
I didn't have to amend my complaint. I had to get an address for him. So I sent it to the second known address.
No. If you are alleging a different count, you've got to amend your complaint to add it in. I don't know what you said you did, but
the last time we spoke, the last time we were in court, I never changed anything. It's just that he was not properly served. So I had to get an address for him in order for him to be properly served. That's what was the last incident that transpired, was for me to get a correct address for him.
That has nothing to do with what I asked you about.
I know you asked me about an amended.
I asked you about what your claim is about. You said intentional infliction of harm, and I assume you mean intentional infliction of emotional distress. and you said perjury. That's the basis for your claim.
Yes, I also, I'll amend the complaint. I thought I had that already in there. I received a document, I guess, after I sent the correct address and he got the document, he sent a letter. That should be, I guess, in the file. He sent a letter.
And that's then his answer, I guess. We're treating it as his answer.
Right. And so I emailed my response to that letter, because that letter, in that letter, he lied. And then that's what brought forth the perjury. It was never perjury in the beginning. It was perjury after his response.
Well, you can't say, listen, he has the right to put whatever is in the answer.
I'm not saying he can't, but
you can't add another count because you don't like or you disagree with what is in his answer.
If he responds and his response is a lie, it's perjury, then my documents will prove that he lied in his response.
No. It's his version. First of all, do you understand what perjury is?
Yes, I think perjury is a lie. I know what perjury means.
Perjury is a statement, a false statement made under oath.
So exactly. And I got documents that prove he was lying.
You don't understand. It's a false statement made under oath. Under oath.
That stated a
lie. When did he testify to something that he lied about? It's a statement made, a false statement made under oath.
Bottom line is, you said it's a criminal offense, so I will send it to circuit court. Are we done here?
No, you don't understand, ma'am. You don't understand.
Are we done here?
Perjury is perjury is a false statement made under oath.
I know what perjury means. Are we done here?
No, you don't.
Is it a criminal offense or not?
What statement? I don't see anything in the complaint that says he made some false statement under oath.
Because you don't know what happened. You're on the outside looking in. You don't know anything.
But you're the plaintiff. Wait a minute. You are the plaintiff.
Are we done here?
You have to lay out your allegations properly.
Are we done here?
No, we're not.
Exactly what perjury means.
No, we're not.
Do not insult my intelligence.
You have to
lay. Do not insult my intelligence.
You have to lay your complaint out. You have to allege this in the complaint. You have
Please
not.
Do not insult my intelligence.
It's not about that. I don't think you understand what perjury is. It's a false statement made under oath.
Are we done here?
Please do
not insult my intelligence.
I said no.
Do not do that. Do not do that. Do not insult my intelligence as if I do not understand what the word perjury means. Do not. If it's a criminal offense, then it's a criminal offense.
Well, ma'am, it should not have been filed in district court if you want intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Okay, so that's a criminal offense.
Are you going to dismiss it and refile it?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to dismiss it. I will file another case in circuit. But as far as I'm concerned,
you can't have two cases on the same. Ma'am, you can't have two cases going on the same issue.
Well, I'm not dismissing the case. If you want to dismiss it, that's up to you. But I, as a plaintiff, am not dismissing the case.
He has to make a proper motion.
Well, that's on him.
But I can also transfer the venue to circuit.
Yes, that's what I thought, because there were other cases that should have been transferred somewhere else. So that's okay.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. Give me a phone.
Yep. Getting
to it. Ma'am, what about his costs associated with appearing because you filed it in the wrong court?
I need to see, because I was not aware, since you said perjury was not on there, I was not aware that a criminal offense for intentional infliction of emotional distress was considered a criminal offense there, that it had to be.
I didn't say that. That is not what I said.
Yes,
that is not what I said.
I
said that. Sir, no, I didn't. You
yes,
said
you
that.
Did. You stated
I said that circuit.
You, you stated I said that the criminal, you stated that emotional infliction of emotional distress is a criminal offense. And you stated that perjury is a criminal offense. But you also stated that perjury is not on the document that I placed forth before you. So criminal offense would not.
It's not in the complaint.
On there.
It's not
so
in the complaint.
I need you to show me the document which states that intentional infliction of emotional distress is indeed and in fact a criminal offense, because that's the original offense that was placed on there.
I never said that. I never said that.
Yes, you did.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not. Ma'am,
yes, you did.
Listen. I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you. I will repeat to you what I said.
I'm not either.
I said that intentional. You need to be quiet while I'm talking. You need to be quiet. Mute. Can you mute her, please?
Because perjury is a criminal offense. It has to go to circuit court.
That will not make her hear you.
Intentional infliction of emotional distress.
What I said was intentional infliction of emotional distress is something that circuit court has jurisdiction over. I never characterized that as a criminal matter. It is definitely a civil claim, but it is something that can't be done in district court. Now, that's what I said to you. You are of the mistaken belief that circuit court does not hear civil matters, because you said, well, I thought circuit court only did criminal. You are the one who are mistaken about the jurisdiction of circuit court, because that's what you stated on the record. Unmuted.
She's been talking the entire time.
Well, I said I was
muted. Judge, excuse me, you don't understand how this works. Let me explain something to you about Zoom right quick.
Okay.
When I muted her and now I'm asking her to unmute, if she doesn't do something on her end, she's still muted. So right now she's still muted. But I have asked her to unmute. She's not looking at the device that she's holding. I don't think she heard a word I said, because like I said, she's not looking at it to know I've asked her to unmute.
Is there a website where I can get the forms I need for this to be dismissed?
Listen, sir. Let me just explain this to you. Okay. You know, there are forms of the State Court Administrative Office website, okay? But, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know what you're filling out, you know, you're just flopping around like a fish on a dock out of the water. And the same goes for Ms. Short, because she apparently doesn't understand the jurisdiction of what types of cases can be done in district court and what types of cases can be done in circuit. That's why we're having this issue right now.
Okay.
So, you know, look. How could I put it? I'm trying to think of a good analogy. If if two people that are have no military training, amateurs, and they want to throw hand grenades, well, you know, if you don't do it the right way, you might blow yourself up. You might blow the other person up, but you might blow yourself up too. You know, and people need to, if they don't understand how the process works, I would say this to both parties, you need to seek out legal counsel. So all of, you know, both of you have the right to go to the State Court Administrator, Michigan SCAO website for the standardized court forms. But I don't know if they have a motion to dismiss form with checking the boxes or not. Usually attorneys draft those, you know, and indicate why the case should be dismissed. Okay, now I muted Ms. Short because she was talking over the court and being extremely disrespectful and rude to the court and was not listening to what I was saying and really being disruptive. That's why she was muted. Now, if she is ready to listen to the ruling that I'm making here, then you know, she can rejoin, unmute herself, and let's come on back in here and let me read this order.
I can barely hear what you're saying. Like I said, I'm at the airport. There's a lot of people around.
Ma'am, are you getting ready to go on a trip or something?
No, I actually just came. I had a rental car.
Oh, I see. Okay. Ma'am, this is what I'm doing. I am ordering that this go to Seventh Circuit Court. Venue is to be changed because intentional infliction of emotional distress is a circuit court matter outside the jurisdiction of district court. Plaintiff shall pay the filing fees in the receiving court. And I don't know if you asked for a jury trial or not. You did not, it looks like. So there was no jury fee. No further proceedings shall be had after transfer until these costs or expenses are paid. If not paid within 56 days of the date of this order, this case shall be dismissed by the court to which it was transferred.
And what cost am I paying? Hold on. What cost am I paying for?
The filing fees for circuit court.
Why am I paying for filing fees for the circuit court? Because there's been multiple cases that have been brought in court.
Because you filed it in district court, we don't do intentional infliction of emotional distress cases.
Well, I need to see that in writing. I need to see that document in writing that states that
if you want to appeal, if you want to.
I've already skimmed SCAO. I've already skimmed that. I'm reading constantly every day, and I did not see that form on there.
I'm that sure states, that you are. But if you want to appeal my ruling, you got 21 days to do it.
Yep, I do.
You got 21 days to appeal it to the circuit court, my ruling. Okay. Thank you both.